Welcome to our services here. We thank you for listening in over the internet, maybe up on your iPhone or on your computer here today. We're looking forward to the time where we're going to be able to be back fully in house services. Until then, we continue to do these video presentations, and also we're having our parking lot services on Sunday morning. We've never stopped that, so we thank the Lord for that. And we just look forward to be able to bring God's Word. We started to say a little bit unconventional, but this day and time, we're having a lot of internet preaching, a lot of gospel preaching going forth throughout the land. We thank the Lord for that. We pray for our people. We pray for those who have special needs. Let's go ahead to the Lord in prayers. We ask God just to bless our time together here in the message of the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we ask the Lord just to bless. Lord, we stand in need. Lord, we have needs. We have great needs. Lord, the wiles of the devil are many. The trickery of the devil. Tribulations he brings upon us. The temptations we have. Lord, we need your strength. We need your power. Lord, we go through life. Just life itself. Lord, it throws a lot of curves at us. Life is not easy. We have people that are sick. We have afflictions of flesh. We have those with jobs. And the list goes on. Lord, we're people that stand in great need. But you're a great God, and you protect us, take care of us. Lord, we're going to be looking at today, but we need to take the shield. The shield, Lord, that you've made possible for us. And Lord, ultimately, Lord, we know that you are our shield. And we thank you for that. Ask the Lord again just to bless. Help me, Lord, to get ready to preach. Look in your Word. Bless the ones that are listening, Lord, to have open hearts and open ears to receive. Lord, we pray for lost people to be saved and our saints to be edified and built up. Bless our nation. Bless our people. We ask you to see the Lord to put a stay upon this virus. Lord, we're looking at sometimes here in the near future how things get back to normal. Lord, we pray that we'll get back to normal. Our way of life. Help us, Lord. We need stand in need. Forgive us of our sin. Bless. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. If I could turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to read verse 10 through verse 20. The first verse of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. We need, as God's people, to continue to stay strong. The devil will always try to divide and conquer, bring a lot of things our way to weaken our resolve, weaken our faith, weaken our persevering spirit. But we as God's people are told that we are a people that will endure to the end, we that are saved. So let's take God and His Word. Let's draw strength from our Lord. Let's be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. As we read in verse 10. Let's read on verses 11 on down through verse 20. To be able to be strong, we need to put on the whole armor of God. To be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all the Bible says that we can stand. Stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to withstand the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, Paul asks prayers for himself personally. As I've already asked prayers and asked God to bless and help me. How we need to pray for the preacher. How we need to pray for the one that sits in the pulpit. Stand in the pulpit and also the one that sits in the pew. We need to pray one for another. Pray for the one that teaches and expounds upon God's Word. Paul says, and pray for me. That utterance may be given to me. That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Listen, as a preacher, as a teacher, as an instructor in the ways of the Lord, in the Word of God, we need to do so boldly and confidently ourselves, believing what we preach, believing what we teach. And not only believing, but living that. And God help us so we can live a more holy and a more righteous life. Our text verse will be verse 16. As we focus upon the word shield. A shield. In verse 16 of our text, above all, taking the shield of faith where you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. How do we need to take the shield of faith? In this wonderful comfort of Pastor Scripture, we are assured of the needed resources to stand against the wiles of the devil, to stand against the trickery, the deceitfulness, the cruelty, the temptations of the devil. And many, certainly they are. As we take time to read through this passage of Scripture, we read of some of these weapons that are offensive. Some of these weapons are defensive weapons used in the warfare against the wiles of the devil. You've heard me say and others say many times, as Christians, we need not to forget that we are in a battleground. We're on battleground. We're not in a playground. As we think about our Christian life, would you think right now in America that we have a great playground? No, we're in a battle. We're in a crucial battle right now, like a battle like we've never been before in our generation. We're having a battle against right and wrong. About godly values, godly principles, godly truth, opposed to the ways of the devil. The devil's got his supporters, the devil's got his henchmen, the devil's got his troublemakers, as the Lord has his. Who's going to win the battle? Who's going to win the battle? The battle is of the Lord's. The battle of the Lord can do as He will in America. But the Bible says God had asked His people to repent of their sins if we want to see a healing in our land. As a nation, as the leaders of our nation follow after God, godly leaders will see godly nation. Ungodly leaders will bring a nation down. And we that are saved, along with the others, will suffer the consequences. I pray we can hold America up. I pray for our leaders. I pray we'll stand against the wiles of the devil. As you read these offensive, defensive weapons used in warfare against the devil, knowing this world is a battleground and not a playground, it's very important that it's said in our text, above all things, in verse 16, take on the shield of faith. In way of a devotional here today, let us take time to look at the references in the Word of God concerning this word shield. And prayerfully we'll be able to draw strength from these select passages that we'll be able to stand. And having done all that we possibly can do with our might, particularly in the power and the might of the Lord, that we will continue to stand. Number one, again, we look at the shield of salvation. In our text passage there in verse 17, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I want you to turn your Bibles again, if you would, back over to the book of Psalms chapter 18 in verse 35. Listen, any battle that we fight or any battle that we're in with spiritual wickedness and the devil, spiritual wickedness in high places, the first thing that we need to make sure of is that we are saved. That we have the shield of salvation to protect us. Without salvation, we're at the mercy of the wicked one. Psalms 18 and verse 35. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath held me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. You got to be saved. Listen, you can't fight the battle. You cannot win no battle You're not going to win the ultimate battle when it comes to death and death knocks upon your door. The great enemy, the Bible says the last enemy that's going to be destroyed will be death. But until that time, we are all going to have to face death someday. You'd better have the shield of salvation as death comes to your door. If you are saved, you're going to live eternally in a place called heaven. If not, it'll be in a place in eternity of a place called hell. You need to make sure you have the shield of salvation, number one. As Scripture comes to my mind in Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through verse 39. As we have the shield of salvation, we can be have assurance that we are going to be a conqueror. We are going to win. If we have the shield of salvation, the ultimate battle will be ours as we'll be received in the place called glory. Number two, there back in our text passage, we read about the shield of faith. The shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. How important that is. How important it is that we have faith in our God. That we believe in our God. Verse 17, the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. We need to have the shield of salvation. We need to have the shield of faith here in our text. Faith. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and to be saved. To be saved. The shield of faith not only helps us to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, but we read in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You cannot, you will not have victory. You will certainly suffer defeat if you don't go forward in faith. Go forward after you're saved. And the Bible says that we're saved by grace through faith, and that is a gift of God. Even the faith we have is a gift of God. But God wants us to use that faith. God gives us that faith. There are detriments. There are those things that quench our faith and cause us to cry out like the disciples, Lord, increase our faith. Lack of prayer. Lack of study God's Word, unconfessed sin in our life. The Bible speaks about relationships between a man and his wife. Unconfessed sin hinders our prayer life, hinders our faith. Unforgiving other people. The list goes on and on. There's so many things that are detriments to our faith. But the Bible says that we obey God and listen to God and believe in God. This, we have a shield of faith to protect us. And I like that thought. What a wonderful thought that it is. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 29, we read here in the Word of God about the shield of help. How that we are a people that need help. He's the shield of our help. He is our helper. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 29. Happy art thou, Israel, whose like to thee, O people, saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. What do we read again? He is the shield of our help. Cut there. He is the shield of our help. Our prayer lists are a record of the many ways that we stand in need of the help of the Lord. Our Lord is there for us. Our Lord is with us. at any given time, when you look at our prayer list, our current prayer list, our extended prayer list of years gone by, there are varied requests that people make and ask for prayer. The same in my life on any given day and throughout the day. Many ways that we need help. And we verbalize that help unto our Lord, to our church family, to others. And we make requests knowing that we need help. We need to understand that help is of the Lord. Our help is of the Lord. Again, He is there for us, and our Lord is there with us. He's our helper, the shield of help. Then Psalms chapter 3 and verse 3, we read about the Lord being our shield of confidence and consolation. Listen, there's a lot in this world that will shake our confidence. There's a lot in this world that will shake our consolation. In Psalms chapter 3 and verse 3, Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I was looking at the air vent there for a moment. Too much air. In Psalms chapter 3 and verse 3, Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and lifter up of my head. Why is it that oftentimes, as we are plagued with various troubles and problems in our life, calamity, sickness, illness of our own, and then those ones we love and care for, things upon the job, just different types of persecution and problems, how we stand in need of the Lord's confidence and consolation. How oftentimes in the psalmist, he said, He's the lifter up of my head. How oftentimes in our sorrow does our head drop and continue to drop? And sometimes it'll fall over on the table, or sometimes it'll fall over that we have to go to bed, or we have to lay down and get our heads down. Why? Because we're down. We're down in spirit. We're down in mind. We're down in strength. The Bible says our Lord is the lifter up of our head. He's our shield of confidence and consolation. There's a lot in this world to shake the confidence that we have in the Lord. There's much in this world that tries to destroy the peace that is wrought within our heart as we obey and follow the Lord. Jesus said, I give you peace. I give you a peace that passes understanding. I give you a peace that is like anything that the world has to offer or can offer unto you. But that peace has to be appropriated by the child of God. And that peace is there, that confidence, that consolation, that peace, Lord, can flood your heart and flood your soul. And we need to obey and follow the Lord. Under an attack from all sides, come against us. Take up the shield of confidence and consolation. Stand and defend. Fight back, withstand, and overcome these attacks. We are fighting from the side of victory. We need not to forget that as God's children. We are promised to win. Those that endure to the end will be saved. Those that are children of the Lord, true children of the Lord, will persevere and will overcome. May we take the shield of confidence and the consolation of our Lord and fight, press onward. Let me read in Psalms chapter 28, verse 7 and 8. Sometimes people say, I'm tired of fighting, I'm weak, I'm wore down, I'm tired. That's when the Bible teaches us to understand what we have in the Lord. Take on the shield of His strength. The shield of the strength of the Lord. It don't have to be you. It don't have to be me. Draw upon the Lord. In Psalms 28, verse 7 and 8, The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced with my song when I praise Him. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. Man, I am glad that I have the shield of strength of my Lord. We understand the Bible declares specifically so. When we are weak, He is strong. During our infirmities, oftentimes the Lord shows Himself to be the strongest. When we are at the weakest point in our life, the Lord shows Himself to be the strongest. And people sometimes look at your life and they want to know, how can you persevere? How can you go on? How can you still smile? How can you still have that good attitude? It's not a manufactured fakeness, falseness. You have a strength about you that is a spiritual strength, a supernatural strength. It is a strength of the Lord. What we hear sometimes somebody saying, let go and let God. Man, we have a hard time with that sometimes. We want to fight it out ourselves. We want to do it ourselves. We want to overcome ourselves. But the Bible says we need to put ourselves to the side and depend fully and wholly upon the Lord and believe His Word and obey His Word and believe His Word, trust in His Word, and His strength will see us through. And then in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. And we need to take upon ourselves the shield of trust. Boy, sometimes it's hard, isn't it, to trust people? We get burnt. We get fried. We get sizzled as we put our trust in people. You know, people are people. People are sinners. Some are saved sinners and some are just plain out sinners needing to be saved. We should trust people. We should be able to trust people. You should be a person of trust. I should be a person of trust. But of all, the Bible says we ought to trust the Lord. He is the shield of trust. Proverbs 30 verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is shield to them that put their trust in Him. That's important. That is ever so important. That you trust completely in and upon the Lord. We trust in our doctors. We trust in our tax man that he's doing all right. We trust in the doctor. We trust in our dentist. We trust in our banker. We trust in our educators. We trust people. We trust people that are in business, that they're doing the right thing and treating us right. And the warranties, the guarantees, the things they say, and what they represent is all that it should. Sometimes we have to trust people. Our religious leaders, we trust them. But we also still need to understand that man is not perfect. I'm not saying we make allowances or we compromise or we make excuses for people. But the one that you have to put all your trust in and completely trust in, first and foremost, is the Lord. In Psalms 115, in verse 11 and verse 12, ye that fear the Lord, trust the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. Ye that fear the Lord, trust the Lord. He's their help and their shield. What are the words of the hymn that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way. On the back of our money, we read what? In God we trust. Our nation was founded not upon man's words, deeds, or acts, but upon men, women, boys, girls who trusted God. They trusted God with their lives and His Word to govern them. Over the years, man has failed. For any man, person, country, government, institution will always start to crumble when no longer they trust in the Lord. For in Him and His ways is only that which we can trust. Lord Almighty is our shield and our trust. We would pray that you trust in Him as your Savior. And if you trust Him with your soul, salvation, and eternity, trust Him with everything in your life day to day. Then lastly, we look in Psalms chapter 5 and verse 2. We think about the shield of His favor. I've often used the illustration about favor. How that during the school time, sometimes during school, in elementary school especially, there'd be sometimes one child or maybe two children or maybe a select number of children that would get to do special favors for the teacher. And that would get them out of the room and maybe sometimes go outside and dust off the erasers or go down to the office and give word to the secretary or just do things to break up the monotony of the day. And oftentimes, we would sometimes call them the teacher's pet and make fun of them. And all the while, jealous because that we didn't get to receive those special favors. Well, sometimes we didn't get to receive those special favors because the way we acted, or the way we might have behaved. I speak for myself. And sometimes it may just be that the teacher just showed a special favor to someone because they just wanted to. In Psalms chapter 5 and verse 12, Psalm 5, verse 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him with a shield. God is our righteousness. The righteousness we have is righteous, has been imputed to us through and by the sacrifice of our Savior. He died. He saved us. He's made us righteous in the sight of our God. Why? Because we've been washed clean in the blood of our Savior. The preciousness of being compassed about with the shield of God's favor. God's grace, God's unmerited favor. We're saved by God's grace. Nothing we deserved, just simply that God saved us. We spoke about the teacher. Sometimes the teacher would grant special favors to the child that was maybe the student that was excelled in certain areas or had certain characteristics about them. As God looks upon us in salvation, the Bible says our works are as filthy rags. Our deeds are as nothing. God in His unmerited favor saved us. And then God in His favor will bestow other favors upon us. Sometimes they are conditional. Salvation is not conditioned upon our works, but oftentimes the blessings of God are conditioned after we're saved upon our deeds and our obedience to Him. But God grants grace and salvation. He grants grace. Grace for grace. Grace for every recurring need in my life. God grants grace for every recurring need in your life. For you that are saved. The shield of favor. I want to have that shield. I want to hold that shield up. I want God's favor to be bestowed upon me and those I love, those I care for, those that I pastor, those that I am able to minister to. As we close, we have to ask you the question. Have you ever been a recipient of the unmerited favor of God in salvation? Are you saved? If so, the Lord is a shield. It's always going to be for you. And then those other things we've taken time to mention, those are yours. Because you're wonderfully and gloriously saved by a great God. Our God is our shield. We praise His holy name. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask You just to bless. Forgive us of our sin. Lord, we just ask You during these times, Lord, You'll give us patience. Lord, You'll give us an enduring spirit, a persevering spirit. And Lord, the way we take upon the resources, Lord, You've given us. As you read Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, we understand and know that You are our shield. in every way, form, and fashion. You are our shield. We praise your holy name. Forgive us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.